This is Ted Kennedy. The Pentagon is repeating last year's $1.8 billion mistake on the Sergeant York air defense gun. But this time, it's a $22 billion blunder. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the Pentagon keeps pouring good money after bad in its unseemly scramble to undo last year's fiasco over the Sergeant York air defense gun, the Army's weapon that's supposed to protect frontline troops against enemy air attack. After a decade of work and $1.8 billion spent, it was canceled at the 11th hour because the Pentagon suddenly discovered it didn't work. Now they're pushing an exotic new system of guided missiles and automatic radar that could cost up to $22 billion, and they want to rush it into production before the research is even done. The previous system should never have reached the production stage. Without adequate research and testing, Bob, let's not spend 10 times more to make the same mistake again.
Ted, only you could play politics with a weapons system designed to protect American combat troops. But what's worse is you're fibbing. The Pentagon just cut, and I said cut, the Army Air Defense Program by 27%. And your $22 billion cost projection is just like your sorry performance at Justice Rehnquist's nomination hearings, all hype and no substance. Current projections put the Air Defense Procurement tab at $7 billion. The fact is, the Soviet Union is way ahead in frontline defense weaponry. Their radar-guided anti-aircraft system is the most feared in the world. Ted, if it were up to you, our troops would march into battle with slingshots and pea shooters. But President Reagan and I have a better idea. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.